Every New Yorker has a favorite story of an encounter with a rat. The one that got on the subway car, the big one that ran over a woman's foot. But what about the really big one? Richard Hake from member station WNYC recently saw a particularly large and disgusting rat and sent us this report on the experience.
This rat is full of hot air. It's an ugly and menacing-looking 15-foot balloon that a construction workers' union takes to buildings when it wants to target a contractor who employs non-union workers. The rat comes by way of big sky balloons and searchlights in Plainfield, Illinois. Owner Mike O'Connor didn't know what to think when he was asked to create a rat.
Most of our are like caricatures, you know, kind of cutesy shapes, and he's like, oh no, it's got to be meaner than that. I designed it, he goes, oh, a little meaner. Then I designed this one. I mean, it had like, you know, fangs, stuff gripping off him, festering nipples. I mean, it was pretty dang ugly, you know.
Here in Lower Manhattan, the rat is spotted in front of the Department of Education. Members of the Mason Tenders District Council march alongside it, protesting the renovation of a building to be used as a school. It's Charles Rinkovich's job to take care of the rat.
When people see the rat, they know there's a social injustice going on. They don't know what it is, but they come over and they say, who's doing what here?
Just like real rats, the union rat has multiplied, and sometimes the rats do run into trouble. The big 30-foot one has a tendency to blow away in the wind. Another rat was stabbed by an intoxicated man, and one rat was arrested while in a legal parking spot with his union handlers.
The police department said, you can't put it there. They said, we can. And they pulled up with a paddy wagon. They were unaware that you had to unzip the rat to take it down. And they tried stuffing it inflated into the back of the paddy wagon. They finally got it into the paddy wagon, and the rat was in jail for approximately a month.
But it's not that easy to exterminate rats.
Get down now, the day is done. We got our message out for the day. All right, guys, untie all the straps, pack up the weights, kill the generator, and unzip the back. Let's get this down.
In seconds, the huge rat looks like nothing more than a dirty old tarp in the gutter.
Where does the air come out?
You drop that zipper and he drops down in about a second.
Whoa. Wow.
Whoa, he's down.
See how easy the problem to go away?
Yeah. He folds up into a little bag that fits in the trunk of your car.
Fold it up. Get in the bag.
I got the bag.
And tomorrow, the rat will scurry uptown to another non-union work site. For NPR News, I'm Richard Hake in New York.